Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Eplin is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's one of those really smart people I've been telling you about. One of those guys and gals that who joins us on a regular basis every half hour or so and drops their pearls of wisdom before us. And he's here to talk to us about something I think is really important. Scott is the president and founder of Eplin Group, which helps companies and individuals navigate the changing landscape of leadership. And you know how much I like talking about leadership and how much I like talking about things that help you become a better CEO, a better manager of your small business. And Scott's just the guy to help us with that. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. Good to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, one of the things that I like to say, and I've said it quite a bit, but I like saying it because I think it's important. I like reminding people that we live in a time that's a whole lot different from only maybe even 10 years ago. You know, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. It's the 21st century, not the 20th century. And, you know, Scott, I tell people that 96.75% of all the things that you and I know, we learned in the 20th century.
Right.
And most of that's obsolete today. And all the rest of it is becoming obsolete at light speed.
And, yeah, that's for sure. Light speed, literally.
Exactly. And so even though I made up that number, and even though, you know, that's a really strong statement, it gets people's attention and you know, okay, quibble with me over the numbers, but basically my statement is accurate, isn't it?
No, I think it is. You know, Jim, that, and what it does, of course, is it stretches us out of our comfort zone, right? You know, we get comfortable with doing things the way we know how to do them. And in this age, it doesn't work anymore. You and I were talking at the break about a vacation I was on recently, and my reading on that vacation was The World is Flat by Tom Friedman. I've been quoting that book for so long, I thought I should finally read it. And, you know, it really made me think about some of the research I've done on executives and with executives about moving from one level to the next. And you know, the big framework in my model is picking up new behaviors that will serve you as the world changes, and letting go of old behaviors, even if they've worked for you previously. And I think in this flat world that Friedman talks about, that picking up and letting go dynamic is just on steroids, right?
Absolutely.
And one of the ones in particular that I found in my research that I think really applies in the world is flat sort of environment is this habit of picking up an outside-in view of the entire business and letting go of an inside-out view from your own limited perspective. And by outside-in, I mean thinking about the business as a customer or a competitor would, but also thinking about it from a Friedman-esque point of view, from literally the whole world outside in, and where does your business, no matter what kind of business it is, and I'm including my own business in this, how does your business plug into this flat global environment that Friedman talks about?
Well, that's exactly right, and you know, one of the things that I also tell people when I talk about these things is that, you know, a lot of people are having trouble transitioning their 20th century business into the 21st century. This is one of the biggest challenges, Scott, for small businesses right now. People started business in, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, or maybe they inherited one from their father or their grandmother or whatever, it has its roots in the 20th century, and the company was wildly successful in the 20th century doing 20th century things. But now, the things have flattened out, as you and Friedman are saying, and things are different. Things here are different in the 21st century, and so what could we say to these people that would sort of help them to make the transition? And here's the best thing I've come up with, Scott, and that is, it's okay to be in love with what you do, even the 20th century thing that you did. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
That's great. Yeah.
Because people still buy shoestrings, right? People, mm-hmm. you know, how long have people been making shoe polish? People mm-hmm. are still making shoe polish, and they're still using shoe polish. That's a, you know, those things are, you know, it's okay to fall in love with shoe polish, but you can't fall in love with how you deliver that shoe polish.
Right.
Because it's different.
Yeah, because your capital follows the lowest cost, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lowest cost of production. And, you know, the, one of the themes that Friedman talks about is, of course, the outsourcing and the offshoring. And so I can still be selling a whole lot of shoe polish. I just have to think about where am I getting that shoe polish from and how am I,
right.
how am I manufacturing it.
Well, and not only that, but also how is it, what does that supply chain look like?
Exactly.
What does the pipeline look like? How,
mm-hmm.
My inventory of shoe polish or shoestrings or whatever, or battleships, my inventory supply chain must look different today than it did 10 years ago.
You know, another book that kind of plays into this, have you read Blue Ocean Strategy or heard of that book?
I have heard of it. I have not read it.
Yeah, it's a really simple idea that the authors come up with, you know, that most of the time businesses compete in what they call red oceans, meaning there's blood in the water. There's
right.
so much competition that we're all just chomping after the same little piece. A blue ocean is where you create a market where nothing existed before. A great example is the circus Cirque du Soleil.
Right.
It's not the Ringling Brothers model or the Clyde
right.
Bailey model. It's a whole new model, you know, of the circus, and they're able to attract a whole different kind of customer, the customer that's moving from the gambling table in Vegas to the show and going to the circus, you know, when they never went to the circus before in Vegas, right? And I think that's an interesting thing to think about, too, is with all these competitive pressures that the flat world creates, where can we find a new space? Maybe I'm selling designer shoe polish,
right.
you know, or something like. If we stick with that,
hey,
example,
no, don't laugh.
You know? Yeah,
don't laugh.
You know?
I mean,
yeah.
there are people who will buy it.
Yeah, exactly. And so
the niche element, the niche phenomenon to me of the 21st century is what's so interesting to me about the 21st century.
The
opportunity
makes it possible.
That's exactly right. But
yeah.
you know, but forget technology for a minute. What about a line sitter? I mean, we live in a time when people will hire you to go sit in line for them.
For
I mean,
that's
just low tech as it comes.
Yeah.
But I mean, talk about a niche. Stand by, Scott. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Scott Eblen is our guest. He is the author of The Next Level: What Insiders Know About Executive Success. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. We are setting a record this month on the way you're using that website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you so much for doing that. I love knowing that you're using it. You're reading the articles. We have thousands of articles written by me and our Brain Trust members like Scott Eblen, our guest this half hour. We've got thousands of archives of past shows that we've done, including the ones that Scott and I have done in the past. You got, and as you know, we give you fair use possession of those. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. They're all MP3s now. And you can download them, you can stream them, you can podcast them, whatever you want to do. We've got lots of good stuff there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which also has a new look this month. And also our blog is there. And, of course, you're more and more you're using the new website, our small business knowledge base, askjim.biz. Please check that out as well and use that to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Scott Eblen, ladies and gentlemen, is the author of The Next Level. He and I are talking about things that you need to pick up, as he says, and things you need to drop off if you're going to be a successful manager in the 21st century. Scott, now your book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, right. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the online versions and the physical versions both for the bookstores.
What about your own website?
My own website is eblingroup.com, E, B as in boy, L, I, N as in Nancy, group.com.
Check that out. And what else can we find there?
Well, you can find all kinds of resources about leadership. You can find, you're talking about blogs and podcasts and so forth, you can find some of that sort of material on my website. I've been doing a lot of speaking this year, and some of those have been converted into digital formats, so you can check all that out.
Especially from a leadership standpoint, I know you've got a lot of leadership information there. What are some things, we've been talking about just general perspectives of getting our heads inside the 21st century, and mm-hmm. but what about from a leadership standpoint, from a management standpoint, what are some things that you think we should pick up, and what should we let go of?
You know, I'll come back for a second to this outside in versus inside out perspective, and one of the themes that I've seen in working with my clients and doing the research in this area is there are some mindset shifts that need to be made, and then the simple one I think is this: it's moving from a me mindset, it's all about me, to a we mindset, what's the team doing, and then finally to a mindset about them, what are they doing. And I've been thinking about that in the context of this flat world that we've been talking about. And when I first heard about that model, them was everybody on the outside, the competitors, the regulators, the customers, whoever it was. But I think them increasingly are all these partners out there that we can access because we've got broadband technology just covering the globe. You know, I'll give you an example from my own business right now. We're using a website called elance.com to find someone to help us spiff up the presentations that I'm doing out when I'm speaking, you know, to take a PowerPoint file and and make it look a little bit better and a little bit more visually compelling. There's a great website out there, elance.com, where all these freelancers in all kinds of different fields are making themselves available. You can check out their work online. You can put an RFP out there, and all of a sudden you're insourcing that kind of
Elance.com.
Yeah, and so there's a perfect example of a tool that's out there on the web that any small business person can use. You know, Friedman talks about globalization. It's globalization 1.0 was when countries were globalizing, like Christopher Columbus coming out of Spain.
Or the Phoenicians trading. When I tell my audiences about globalization that I think globalization is a good thing, actually. You know, I said don't blame the Republicans or the Democrats or whoever you want to blame if you don't like globalization. When they decided to trade with Gog across the valley instead of doing business with his next door neighbor, that's when trade began.
Exactly, and I'll just skip ahead. You know, we're at globalization 3.0 right now, which is the individual can now go global because of the technology.
That's
an individual person in
everybody with a website has gone global.
Exactly, or even an email address. I was in the Caribbean last week, and the cab driver gave me a business card with his email address on it. You know, if I'm ever back in Trinidad,
I can
email that guy, and, you know, I've got my cab driver lined
up.
You know, so it's crazy. But, you know, that it's out there, and, you know, it's the old thing about speed kills. You know, it's a speedy, speedy world, and unless we get on board, you know, we're going to get creamed.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's the thing that frightens so many people these days, isn't it, the speed?
Yeah, it's hard to keep up, and it stretches our comfort zone, and so now we're back to picking up and letting go. We've got to pick up some comfort with this new technology and this new world that we're in and let go of the fear and just, you know, get your feet wet. That's what I'd say. Get online, use the Small Business Advocate website. I'm sure you've got a ton of brain trust people out there who have figured this out. You know, so talk with peers, email peers, and how'd you do it? What were your lessons learned? Just get into the mix a little bit, and if you're not ended up to your knees yet, then get up to your ankles.
You got to be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn, don't you?
That's a great one. Yep.
You got to be able to risk what you know for what you might learn. Give us your website again, Scott.
EblingGroup.com, Jim.
The Next Level is the book. I recommend it, ladies and gentlemen. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away to a friend.
Hey, I love that thinking.
Hey, okay. Scott, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Scott Eblen, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, right back with our good buddy Rich Galen right after these messages. It's 29 after the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.